More on NASA's latest lies seek to end the evolution debate. Marshall Hall, founder and author Bonnie Hall, president source fixiteearth.com. NASA's press releases have given the impression worldwide that the pictures and soil and rock analyzes from Mars confirm water-dug canyons and lake beds that are now dry craters. All of this propaganda is laced with could be, probably, suggests, etc. in the deeper text of the reports, of course. But the level of trust in the integrity of the scientists involved causes virtually all people to swallow the headlines and ignore the feeble disclaimers. So, it's basically a done deal. The message that there once was a lot of water on the planet and there may still be some deep underground, we'll have to check for that on another mission, has now been implanted in people's minds, which have been thoroughly indoctrinated with increasingly sophisticated lies about evolution in space for a long time now. People everywhere now believe that science has proven that Mars was awash in liquid water at some point and that some kinds of microbial life forms have evolved there in the last 4 billion years. That's the message the world has received, and the message it believes to be a scientific fact. Nothing could be further from the truth than that message. All of the claims that are being made are based on acceptance of a 15 billion year old Big Bang model of the universe in which model the Mars evolved some 4 billion years ago. How scientifically valid can these claims be once it is understood that they are handcuffed to NASA's Origins program, which exists to find our cosmic roots, and that NASA is merely the tool being used to install the creation scenario of the Kabbalah, i.e. the Antichrist holy book of hotshot rabbis and scientists? As brought out in Part 2, see, Mars Missions 2, the Scientific Electric Universe model not only explains the canyons, rills, craters, soil analyzes, rocks strewn everywhere on the Martian surface, etc., it also explains by examples anyone can understand why rivers and lakes and impact theories cannot possibly have created those features. Do taxpayers know how many billions of their taxes are spent to finance this continuing avalanche of pseudoscientific propaganda about water and evolving life in the universe? Do they know that this whole massive effort is geared solely to destroying the Bible's creation account and the God of the Bible? I don't think so. Do they know that the means of destroying faith in the biblical creation and its God rests on establishing factless evolution mythology as a scientific explanation for the origin of the universe, Earth, mankind? I don't think so. Do they know that the latest evolutionist explanation for all known plant and animal and human life on Earth and all imagined life on Mars or in deep space rests on the acceptance of the totally brainless fantasy that bacteria gets into and is nourished inside comets and then is spewed out upon millions of hypothesized planets throughout the universe, and then evolves into everything from microbes to Mars rover engineers? I don't think so. What people do think is that they can't argue with evolutionary scientists. There is a great host of them. They've got PhDs. All those people couldn't be lying or deceived. Evolution must be true in space as well as on Earth. Wanna bet? Here are three facts that no one in the world can overturn. 1. There is not now, nor has there ever been, one single piece of indisputable evidence that life, plant or animal or human, evolved on Earth. Not one piece. 2. There is not now, nor has there been in over 40 years of searching for any form of life beyond Earth one single piece of indisputable evidence that such life exists. Not one piece. 3. Those who control the space program's admitted fixation on establishing evolutionism realize that both of those two truths can be forever emasculated and essentially nullified if the world can continue to be convinced with finality that the universe itself has been evolving for 15 billion years, and that this evolutionary process has produced the Earth and the Moon and Mars and all the rest. That is what NASA is about, that is what the Mars missions are about, and that is what the Hubble claims are about. Remember this: all evolution hypotheses, evolution is not a theory, demand that the believer accept the concept that the process of evolution has taken billions of years. The dinosaurs became extinct 65 million years ago after roaming the Earth for tens of millions of years, all kids are taught from their science books. The Appalachian Mountains are 600 million years old, another book tells them. The Earth is 4.6 billion years old. Single-celled life appeared about 3.8 billion years ago. The Big Bang occurred 15 billion years ago. And so forth, ad nauseum. Time is the hero of the evolution plot. Without those billions of years, there is no evolution theory. It is kaput. Finito. Strike 3. So where is the proof of the evolution of everything from stars to microbes to men for all those billions of years? The answer: none exists. Hypotheses, resting upon and bolstered by other hypotheses resting on observation-denying assumptions and confirmed by out-and-out high-tech fraud and occult mathematics and virtual reality computer programs. These are the lies that rule the world. They flourish in a controlled media environment, but the fact remains that there is not a scintilla of proof for those required 15 billion years nor for the evolution of anything, animal, vegetable, or mineral. There is one, and only one, factual link to the 15 billion year mantra now holding up the entire edifice of evolutionism as the explanation for the origin of all that exists. That fact is that this origins concept, which provides the only basis for the evolution of everything over a period of 15 billion years, is derived 100% from the long secret but now in the open creation scenario found only in the Pharisaic Kabbalah. This has been the backbone of the religion of the Pharisees at least since the time of Christ. False science and false science alone, i.e., theoretical science, has been used not only to inflict Talmudic/Kabbalic evolutionism upon the world in the guise of secular science, but to also inflict upon the entire world the anti-Bible God of the Pharisees, who is the advocate of anti-Bible morals and ethics as well. Satan, you wily rascal you. We've got your number. Just get serious and check the facts. There are train loads of fossils, but there is not one authenticated transition link when there should be billions. That, my friends, is a fact, and all who argue with it are either ignorant of the truth or they are liars. The same goes for the fabled geologic column of lawyer Charles Lyell, circa 1830. It exists only in textbooks. Supposedly lower stratas appear on top of supposedly recent stratas all over the place. Tell it like it is. And, as has been demonstrated dramatically over and over, with the exception of carbon dating for a few thousand years, time dating techniques are a joke. Moreover, as far as logic goes, logical is one definition of scientific. The single cell of the billions in our bodies that change every few minutes remains too complex for all the scientists in the world to create. Yet, they proclaim that random evolution has created not only the marvelous cell, but also the millions of examples of ineffable design and function and mind-blowing complexity surrounding us in all directions. This insane babble is called scientific fact. We are dealing with deep, deep contra-scientific hoodwinking deceptions here. But, let's cut out the euphemisms. The atheist concept that evolution created everything randomly is simply crazy and is no longer a viable position for people to hold who don't want to be known as crazy. The agnostic is no better off. It is equally crazy to admit that the incredible design evident everywhere requires a designer, and then conclude that such an obviously omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent designer is some kind of buffoon god who created it all but has no plan for any of it and has gone out to McDonald's and isn't coming back. In short, evolution mythology has brought home the gold in the pseudoscience Olympics. No other deception in all history runs even a close second to it. It is time for it to be exposed as the world-class lie that it is. But how did such an incredibly brainless deception ever get people to believe in it totally, as I once did? How did so many of us become completely persuaded that evolutionism is an established and incontestably rock-solid scientific fact challenged only by Bible-carrying ignoramia attired in bib overalls? The short answer is that we followed after false science because that is what we were taught and what made us feel smart. The deeper answer is embedded in the Copernican teaching that gradually took over several centuries ago and expanded the age of the universe from the biblical 6,000 years to the present 15 billion years. Again, this 15 billion year number is now being set in fantasy concrete by the Mars missions and the latest lies about Hubble's images of 14 plus billion year old galaxies, just ahead. Is this deception too big and powerful to be brought down? Is this truth-destroying mega lie of evolutionism the very cornerstone of Satan's empire, too? Corinthians 4:4, i.e., of Babylon which brags, I sit a queen, and a no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Revelation 18:7. Or, is the whole edifice totally vulnerable because it is absolutely dependent upon preventing the recognition and spread of two simple truths? Namely, one, the truth that Copernicanism, the indispensable keystone of all of today's evolution-based cosmology, is a science-defying, assumption-based lie. See, assumptions, keystone, 2. The truth that Pharisaic Kabbalism has used a theoretical science establishment and occult mathematics to mask its religious agenda of destroying Bible credibility from A to Z by substituting its 15-billion-year-old evolution paradigm for the biblical creation of God. I tell you humbly, but flatly, there are numerous links on this webpage which demonstrate beyond any doubt or argument that the Copernican model of a rotating, orbiting Earth is both the keystone and the Achilles heel of all modern cosmology and Earth sciences, which are based upon a Kabbalic Big Bang creation of the universe 15 billion years ago. Although the roots of the Copernican heliocentricity concept are detectable as far back as Pythagoras, see, Pythagoras, and although Aristarchus put forward in the 3rd century BC essentially the same hypothesis that Copernicus advanced in the 16th century AD, there was no scientific reason to begin the expansion of the age of the universe until his mathematical model was formally launched in 1543. Yet, while there was no scientific rationale for beginning the expansion of the size and age of the universe until the Copernican Revolution was launched, there most assuredly was a religious reason to do so. That religious reason for expanding the size and age of the universe has in some 460 years brought about a worldwide acceptance of today's evolution-based cosmology whereby the universe is 15 billion years old and 15 billion light-years thick. Acceptance of this Kabbalah-inspired cosmology involves accepting an evolved universe, Earth, mankind and all else that exists. Ultimately, it also involves accepting either an atheist or agnostic view of God. Additionally, acceptance involves rejection of the anti-evolutionary biblical cosmology where the universe is 6,000 years old and no more than one light day thick, and probably a lot smaller. All known science supports this small biblical universe where the stars go around nightly, see, size structure part 4, and a creator God with a very definite, personal, and eternal written plan is as real as your heartbeat. This plan and this God is open to all who love truth of any kind when they learn what it is, and it is close to those who cannot love it when they learn what it is, 2th 2:10-13. Without question, the most foundational knowledge, i.e., truth, there is i.e., the very beginning of all knowledge is the truth about the origin of all that exists. None of us can go further back in a search for truth than that, can we? Thus, clearly and beyond argument, if the origin's foundation is true, the knowledge that is built upon it will be true, and if that foundation is false, the knowledge that is built upon it will be false. Realizing these most obvious of all truths, all that is left to understand is that there are really only two concepts about the origin of all that exists from which we can choose. God either created everything with no evolution involved, or everything evolved with or without God. Evolution or no evolution, those are the choices. An alleged third concept says, God, or God, created everything through the evolutionary process that began billions of years ago. This third quasi-option is a choice that is made by people who know why they have chosen to believe in evolutionary cosmology from Copernicus to Big Bangism, but who still want to believe in God, or at least be religious. They chose it because factual, secular science has convinced them that this is the only choice open to rational people. But who will argue that all or even most of these same people would have made this choice if it had been presented to them all along as the creation scenario of an anti-Bible secret religion? The 15 billion-year-old evolutionary concept of origins has been, after all, presented to the world as a strictly secular scientific model, has it not? Even now that the cat is out of the bag and is trying to tell everybody that this concept is a religious origin scenario from ancient rabbinic Kabbalists, very, very few people who embrace evolutionism have a clue that they have become unwitting but indispensable supporters of a long secret antichrist religion that is no longer secret. Once the magnitude of this deception becomes clear, however, it also becomes clear that those three apparent options about origins are deception itself, since two of those options rest on the same thing, namely, the acceptance of evolutionism. Note the three apparent options. 1. Creator God, 6-day creation week, no evolution. 2. Creator God, uses evolution to create over billions of years. 3. No creator God, evolution by itself does it all over billions of years. Obviously, if the arguments for billions of years of evolutionism are destroyed, options 2 and 3 are instantly and irrevocably destroyed. They are no longer options for explaining the origin of all that exists. On the other hand, just as obviously, if the arguments for billions of years of evolutionism are sustained, then option 1 is instantly and irrevocably destroyed. It can no longer be an option for explaining the origin of all that exists. Can anything more starkly plain and simple be said to illustrate the precise nature of the spiritual warfare that is now being finalized by the Mars missions and Hubble claims which stand on the acceptance of billions of years of evolutionism? So, which is the truth, evolution or no evolution? Which is the truth, anti-Bible, antichrist, Kabbalic 15 billion years of evolution and the God that goes with that belief, or anti-Talmud, anti-Kabbalah, biblical 6 days of creation with no evolution and the God that goes with that belief? The Quran of Islam adopted biblical creationism 2,000 years after Moses and 600 years after Jesus. The importance of the choice one makes on this matter cannot be overstated. The science which has advanced belief in evolutionism to its present level now controls not only the secular knowledge of the world embodied in all its subject disciplines, see, knowledge impact, it also controls all but a remnant of religious knowledge. Still, I am happy to report, The science that has brought belief in evolutionism to this position of dominance concerning the all-important origins question is wholly vulnerable to exposure and humiliation as nothing more than a Brobdingnagian lie built on sand. As a number of links on this webpage will demonstrate to the diligent reader determined to find the truth about the origin of everything. The key in all those links to exposing and overturning the ruling evolution lie and all that is dependent on the foundational lie of Copernicanism, i.e., is the lie that the Earth rotates daily and orbits the Sun annually. All of those billions of years upholding evolutionism and the whole Kabbalic cosmos in defiance of the God of the Bible began with and still are built upon the continued acceptance of the Copernican model. Expose that model and the entire edifice of Kabbalic evolutionary science built on occult mathematics and Machiavellian software collapses. I don't know a more accurate way to sum it all up than to underscore once again that Copernicanism is both the keystone and the Achilles heel of Bible-destroying Kabbalic evolutionism now in virtual control of the world's knowledge and religions. With all that is involved in the global control over all the avenues of knowledge disbursement and the power structures connected to every facet of that global control, the Copernican foundation of the entire evolution agenda must always be guarded and reinforced at all costs. The insiders know that biblical geocentrism is like the sword of Damocles hanging by a hair over their heads and over their entire edifice of deception. Satan knows his time is short. Revelation 12:12. That is why NASA's Kabbalah-directed search for our cosmic roots is on afterburners right now with the Mars missions, Hubble lies, SETI fantasies, etc., to turn virtual control into total control and remove that sword once and for all. To the world it would appear that success in this endeavor is within grasp. This conclusion is bolstered all the more because very few have connected the dots that spell out what has transpired under the guidance of the innocuous-sounding, ego-massaging theoretical science establishment. Fewer still connect the dots and see what Satan has achieved in his goal to destroy Bible credibility and the Christianity that depends on that credibility, and how close he is to fulfilling his boast to become like the Most High himself, Isaiah 14:14. Note in all this that there is no option of a Big Bang secular evolution model. That choice doesn't exist. The Big Bang model is not secular. It is just as religious as the biblical model. That religion has a God, but he is not the God of the Bible. In fact, this Jeed is the antithesis of the God of the Bible, i.e., the adversary of all that the God of the Bible stands for, as certified repeatedly in the Talmud. Accordingly, this webpage exists to demonstrate, a, that, over the centuries the world has been tricked into establishing the evolutionary mythology of Talmud/Kabbalism as the scientific explanation for the origin of all that exists and the scientific basis of all of today's knowledge, and, b, that this entire deception's ability to continue fooling the world rests on preventing the exposure of its Copernican basis, its religious roots, and the factless 15 billion years of evolutionism sparked by Disney's Big Bang. Anyway, consider the recent lies about Hubble's discoveries. Not only has the media blitz reporting water on Mars gone uncontested, and the fact repressed that water doesn't prove life anyway, and that electric scarring explains the phenomena better, the public has been sucked further into supporting the identical agendas of NASA and the Kabbalah on another front. These two ostensibly unconnected entities spare no expense in keeping the fact of billions of years of evolutionism in space constantly alive in people's minds everywhere. This mind control is accomplished by feeding computer-manufactured pictures to the media with headlines like, "Hubble finds farthest galaxy's strangest," yet accompanied by images like these. Now, compare what you see there, which we are told includes ancient galaxies that emerged just 700 million years after the Big Bang, with this sampling of facts about Hubble's capabilities. 1. Hubble himself never endorsed the expanding universe concept. See, Size Structure Part 5, p.4. 2. No resolution of even the closest star has ever been attained by Hubble or any other telescope. See, Size Structure Part 6, pp.3-9. Thus the sphere-like, variously shaped objects in the NASA release are not just your garden-variety deceptions. No. They are carefully calculated, premeditated computer program deceptions designed specifically to persuade people everywhere that space science has reached to within 700 million years of the alleged Big Bang center of a 15-billion-year-old evolving universe. Such headlines and images and statements by scientists are excitedly disseminated as proof not only of the capabilities of high-tech engineering and theoretical science, but also that a 15-billion-year-old evolved universe is a fact of science, and that the option of believing in the Creator God of the Bible is forever closed. These quotes from this article among thousands saying the same thing, http://www.space.com/scienceastronomy/hubble_ultradeep_040309.html acknowledges the Big Bang as creator of the universe 15 billion years ago, four times in 2.5 pages. The real fact that along with Hubble himself many, many scientists do not endorse the Big Bang cosmology is never heard, of course. Nor is the long secret but now admitted Big Bang agenda of the religion of Pharisaic Kabbalism ever mentioned. And, naturally, the demonstrable fact that this whole sneaky charade is being established through virtual reality fraud, see, virtual reality fraud, is never ever even hinted. For details of how technology has been fraudulently used to lay the psychological groundwork for belief in this cosmic flimflam to end all flimflams. Make no mistake about it, this present offensive, the Stardust mission, the Mars saga, the dramatic claim of resolutions of galactic bodies over 14 billion light-years away, etc., is all meant to provide the closing arguments for evolutionism and the final destruction of Bible credibility. 2,000 years and more of the Talmud/Kabbalah cabal to get rid of the Bible with its ethics and morality and eternal plan for mankind is coming to a head right before our very eyes.